Did you ever watch the television show Bewitched in the 60s, maybe early 70s? Well, even if you never watched it, plenty of people did. It was the longest-running supernatural show on TV. Samantha, a nose-twitching witch, and her mortal husband, Darren, were on this romantic comedy. This show endures some pretty vexing life situations. And we have a mother-in-law, Endora, and she doesn't like Darren. She casts spells on him and calls him Durwood and Darwin, among other things. In most episodes, Darren becomes the victim of a spell, and eventually the television couple end up having a daughter named Tabitha. She takes after her mother and has some magical abilities, which only add to Darren's worries. But the woman I want to tell you about today, well, she has no magical powers. She's hardly a witch. But her natural way of caring and giving was left on the heart of those she helped, and her story is remembered and documented in Acts chapter 9. And yes, her name is Tabitha too. Imagine that I gave you a piece of paper, some tape, and some string, and a pair of scissors. I cut your paper into pieces and I cut your string in half. Now, I want you to fix your broken items, and you can only do so by using the four items in your hands. Sure, you can tape the pieces of paper back together, and you can tie the string together too. You can fix them by using the tools at hand. Well, Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, was asked to fix something that was very difficult, so difficult he needed God's help. Tape and tying things together were not going to fix what happened to Tabitha. One day, some people came to ask Peter to travel with them to their town. A friend of theirs named Tabitha had been sick and had just died. Everyone loved Tabitha because she was always helping people. Peter went with the people and they took him to where she was lying on a bed. Some of the people Tabitha had helped were there. They were crying and showing Peter the clothing she had made for them. Do you know what Peter did? He sent every one of them out of the room, and then he got down on his knees to pray. Peter trusted God to hear and answer his prayer. He knew what God's word says about prayer. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Peter knew that prayer was powerful, so he prayed to God and turned to Tabitha and said, "Tabitha, get up." Suddenly, she opened her eyes. She looked at Peter and sat up. Peter took her hand and helped her out of bed. Here's a woman, Tabitha, who was always doing good and helping the poor. And she became sick and literally died. And get this, the widows deeply mourned for her and stood around her crying and showing their robes and clothing that she had made them. But Peter raised her from the dead after praying, and many people came to believe in Jesus from this act. We can use the resources God has put in front of us, our hands and our time, doing something for others. There's something you can do, either with something tangible or with your time. God doesn't want us to forget about the widows who might be alone or who might be sitting at home without transportation. He could use you to check on someone, to give him or her a ride, even to the store. You could provide for some needy children, volunteer at a facility, but do something. We should follow the example in James 2:27, which says, "By looking after orphans and widows in distress, we are showing the people around us that we care about them." Tabitha helped the poor and it gained her the love of her community. It's our love for God that should shine through in our actions. It makes us beautiful on the inside and God will smile. I just know it. Can you imagine getting sick and having all your friends around you? You can't even get up. You're struggling for your next breath and then you close your eyes and exhale for the last time. Then, what if it wasn't over? What if your friends looked up Peter and he prayed for you? Just imagine the impact this would make on your friends and family when you come back to life. We are to let our light shine before men so they can see our good deeds and praise God. In other words, God can use our lives to draw people to Him. When Peter, by faith, trusted God for the miracle, not only did Tabitha live, but many, many people became Christians after the miracle took place. This is Pam Kempe with Daybreak Devotionals, Blessings from East Texas.